listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at www.svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
So as you've heard in the children's talk, and three times Jesus says it in this gospel text, this is how Jesus greets the disciples in this post-resurrection story that we have today. And this is the story, this is the reason why we share the peace. It's based on this text today. When Jesus meets the disciples in their fear and also in their doubt with the story about Thomas, and still he says, "Peace be with you." The sharing of the peace in our liturgy is a conclusion to the prayers of intercession, and we'll do that again this day. The peace enacts both a prayer and also a proclamation. It functions as a kind of a seal on our prayers at the end of those prayers of intercession. It's a sign that we are serious about our praying by saying at the end of it to one another, "Peace be with you." It is as if we are saying, with our gesture of shaking hands or smiling or hugging or kissing, "Oh God, help the world with the very peace and mutual forgiveness that we're trying to show here." That's the prayer part. And yet, God has helped and is helping the world with a far bigger heart than our own. The peace is also a proclamation of the presence of a down payment on the very things for which we pray. The peace is also a proclamation of the presence of a down payment on the very things for which we pray. The peace of Christ, the risen Christ, is the answer to our prayer. It is God's gift to us all. How many of you like this practice of sharing the peace on Sunday mornings? And how many don't like this practice of sharing the peace on Sunday mornings? I've heard all kinds of things in this congregation. Some love it because they feel that it is a time to really connect with the people around them, to introduce themselves maybe to someone that they didn't know. What a wonderful time in the context of the worship to introduce yourself, reach out a hand and say hi. Some like it because it's a chance to visit with some of the people that they do know and catch up a little bit. Even heard a little bit of business, you know, "Did you get my email this week? I meant to send it over." It's a chance to kind of be at ease for some. It's almost like that command, at ease. After sitting straight and quiet and still for so long, finally we can let our hair down a little bit and talk after being quiet for so long. Some, I've heard, on the other hand, find it very distracting to the flow of worship. They've said that worship ought to be between you and God, so what are we sitting around chit-chatting with each other for? I've also heard it described as feeling more like the seventh inning stretch or an intermission than part of worship. So some think it ought to be left out of the liturgy, that it's not helpful. It's worth just tossing this out. Wherever you're at on the sharing of the peace, it's worth just thinking about and talking about a little bit today, because it is the first thing that we've heard from Jesus here at Shepherd of the Valley since Good Friday. If you've been at all of those services, and even if you haven't, Jesus has not been quoted out of the gospel where I bring the book down and read Jesus' words since Good Friday. And it wasn't actually me that said it, but it was Julian who played the part, sang the part of Jesus on Good Friday, and he sang that final word. He sang, "It is finished." And then he bowed his head reverently along with those others who were singing, and we had a moment of silence. And we haven't heard Jesus quoted since then, because last Sunday, Easter Sunday, Jesus didn't have any lines in our gospel text. I don't know if you noticed that, but the Gospel of Luke has the women go to the tomb, find the tomb empty. Remember, the linens are there. The angels talk to them, say, "He's risen." Then they go and tell the disciples. The disciples don't really listen to the women, except Peter that sort of goes, he goes back to the tomb, sees the linens, and that's the end of our gospel text on Easter Sunday. It really is unfinished. So today is the first time we hear Jesus' words, the way that our lectionary works. Interesting. And what are the words that he shares? "Peace be with you." Jesus says this all the time in the scriptures. And we say it all the time. I was thinking, I'm 34 years old. I've been going to church my whole life. Think how many times I've said, peace be with you, to people. Hundreds of people. It's wonderful. And many of you, many more years than me, have been saying, peace be with you. There's a way that those wonderful words can just kind of go in one ear and go out the other. It's just what we do. It's a wonderful thing. It's not bad. But it's worth stopping and thinking about it. Because in Scripture, in any ancient writing, frankly, the first words are the most important. And these are Jesus' first words after the resurrection. He greets the disciples in fear and in doubt. He greets them in this loving way. Peace be with you, he says to them. Sharing the peace in our worship service acts as both a prayer and as a proclamation. A prayer in that we're saying, God, help this world with the very peace and mutual forgiveness that we're trying to enact in this place. And it's also a proclamation of what is already true, that as we share the peace with one another, no matter what, no matter where we are in our lives, that God's peace is present with us. No matter what we've done, good things, bad things, no matter what others have done to us, good things, bad things, the risen Christ is present with us and here in peace. So you see, the sharing of the peace is both a prayer, something that hasn't happened yet, God help us, and it's also a proclamation of what God has already done. It's always this beautiful tension. God, make it so. God's made it so. Both are happening at once. Sharing the peace with one another is really at the center of the Easter gospel. It's so Easter to share the peace with one another. It's at the center of the Christian life in all that we do, sharing the peace with one another. Bishop Bob Rimbaud of the Metropolitan New York Synod says in his book, Why Worship Matters, he talks about sharing the peace. And I think some of you have heard this before, but I'll share it again. He says that the passing of the peace is not merely saying a nice hello to a friend. It's not only words of welcoming to a stranger. It's not checking in on how Aunt Tilly is doing. It is the end of war. Sharing the peace, just our little shake, handshake. It is the end of war, he writes. It is the reconciling of enemies. It is the rescue of the slaves. It is the resurrection of the dead. It is the demolition of barriers between us and God. Think about Jesus showing up. We don't know how, but somehow he was just there. Beyond those locked doors, Jesus comes. It is the demolition of barriers between us and God. It is the recreation of human life by the presence of the risen Christ. That's Bob Rimbaud. Personally, that was all pretty much new to me when I first read it. Frankly, I've always thought that the sharing of the peace, which like many of you had been doing for my entire life in church, I thought it was an opportunity to connect with people that I'm worshiping around. It's a nice ritual. I always like to shake as many hands as I could, get some hugs. Yeah, get up and move around. I've been sitting there for a long time. But I had a seminary professor encourage us in less than timid ways, as seminary professors do, to only shake a few hands with those immediately around you, he said, lest the sharing of the peace turns into coffee hour without the coffee. Which is great, but it can lose this rich symbol of being both a prayer and a proclamation. The end of war, the resurrection of the dead. This professor said it's not unfriendly to greet just a few people, and sometimes it's actually even more welcoming, because visitors can sometimes be left feeling awkward during the sharing of the peace that goes on and on, because they don't have anybody to talk to and catch up with. If you're the social type, he would say, catch everyone after church like social types do. Be sure to make them feel welcome, and thank God we have people like that. But now, he would say, this is a beautiful time of both prayer and proclamation. I'm just sharing with you some things that I was introduced to that I hadn't thought of before. They're just things to think about. Sometimes rituals can have more meaning when we understand where they come from, John chapter 20, and why we do them, prayer and proclamation. In the end, share the peace how you will, how you do this Sunday. But remember that we share the peace of Christ with one another because Christ first shared the peace with us. Christ breathes on us and gives us the Holy Spirit, offering us forgiveness for the things that we've done wrong. And so we as people of God offer one another forgiveness for the things that we've done wrong. I don't know if you've ever had the experience of reconciling with someone during the sharing of the peace in church. It doesn't happen all the time, but I know that it happens where people are at odds within the congregation. Someone's wronged you during the week and you just really don't want to go shake their hand and say peace be with you, but somehow you get that in you and you do, and you go over and shake hands, and it can be a powerful thing. And I know married couples do this all the time. If you come to church a little at odds with one another, and then this time comes, the peace of the Lord be with you always. Also with you. There she is. We offer one another forgiveness because God has first forgiven us. We love one another because Christ first loved us. We are the church of Jesus Christ, and we are rooted and grounded and reminded once again this day that we are rooted and grounded in peace. That's what comes first, peace, despite our fears and despite our doubts. Amen.
From all of us at Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit www.elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.